Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us for a return engagement, always glad to have you back, Kimberly Lewis, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. Good morning, Kim. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. It's wonderful to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Kim, Goodwill has been around. Well, it's been around forever. And again, it's just always great to have you come in and talk to us and visit with us about the many different things. I don't know off the top of my head of any nonprofit agency in the Tyler East Texas area that does as many different things as you do. And if I'm wrong about that, my apologies to anybody who is as diversified as you are, but you certainly cover a lot of ground, more than certainly meets the eye of the average person. And all of that under the auspices of your mission is dedicated to providing skills training and vocational opportunities for people with barriers to employment. Let's talk about some of those barriers.
Certainly, certainly. You know, as my daddy used to say, if you don't have one of those barriers, just live. You'll get one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can stretch anywhere from having a physical disability or a cognitive or mental disability, as well as a lack of education. Perhaps you don't have a high school diploma or GED, or perhaps you have limited skills. We have many people coming to us now for computer skills. Even if you've worked for many years, every job that you go on, you need to apply for that job via a computer. You need to have some computer skills. And then once you get on the job, if you're flipping hamburgers, even the cash register is really a computer.
Yeah.
So people need those kinds of skills. So we're serving the public in that realm, as well as those who are previously incarcerated. We have a fairly significant program to help those individuals who are serving time for some offense. And we want them to be secure. We want them to be well-trained so that they can give back to society when they get out.
And there are other barriers as well. Those are some of the main ones. There's also an age barrier that pops up from time to time.
Certainly, certainly. You know, a lot of times our younger people are not finding jobs or are unable to work as early as perhaps you and I work, John. And so we have a youth works program, and that's for youth ages 16 to 24 who are not working and out of school. So they may have dropped out of school, or they may have completed school, and they just don't know quite what they want to do. Come to Goodwill. We'll help you out.
And in so many different ways. And we'll go ahead here and tell you that the main office of Goodwill in East Texas, and you serve 12 counties, Smith, Gregg, and 11 other counties around East Texas, but the main office is still in downtown Tyler, 409 West Locust. And the website to get more details on anything and everything we're talking about today, goodwilleasttexas.com. Very easy to remember. The main number is 903-593-8438, and there's another number we'll give out later on that'll cover things like industrial staffing and things of that nature. Moving on through your, we talked about your mission. Your vision is improving lives in the East Texas communities you serve by providing opportunities for economic independence through work. And each aspect of what you see right on the front page of your website, mission, vision, and things like that, brings in a different aspect. That economic independence piece is so important. And don't forget, Goodwill is a workforce development organization, all of it harking back to providing that skills training and vocational opportunities for folks with barriers to employment. I don't want to leave this out. Before we go any further, and before, heaven help me, I forget, you recently won a national award that speaks very highly of the work that you're doing in East Texas, the P.J. Trevethan Award. Tell us about that.
Yes, the P.J. Trevethan Award was awarded to me by Goodwill Industries International. It's a very prestigious award, and it is in recognition of the work that I do to serve my staff in terms of support and education. We provide 100% tuition reimbursement up to $5,000 per year for all employees who want to go back to school, as long as they've been with us for a year, and it's comparable to something that we can use at Goodwill. And as you said, we do so many things, so there are a lot of things that we can make comparable, as well as our Dream Manager Program. And our Dream Manager Program is for staff who just have dreams And so whether they are personal or professional dreams, a dream manager will help them to outline those, figure out how to get to them, and then help them and be their accountability, their accountability partner. And we just started a new savings program with the Sunny Day Fund. Instead of the Rainy Day Fund, it's the Sunny Day Fund.
Ah.
And so it helps employees to save money, and we match that up to $200. So we're trying to teach people, again, how to be self-sufficient, how to prepare for any emergencies that may come, and how to just live their best lives.
Kimberly Lewis, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and you just brought up what I consider a very important point. You are working with people who come in off the street or who call you and arrange to make use of your services. You're dealing with different businesses and organizations that you partner with, but keeping that staff happy is as important as anything else. And I think that that was a point that I just picked up on as you were talking about this award that you won. So I think it's important to mention that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All righty. People know about the great bargains you get in the stores, but what does Goodwill do with the revenue? I think we've already partially answered that question. You fund the various programs that you have up and going on a day-in, day-out basis. But anything else you want to expound on under that heading?
Oh, exactly. You know, there's so many different things. And we look at what are the needs in our community. So, for example, a few years ago, I started a program called Good Biz. And it is an entrepreneurial boot camp for Black and brown businesses or individuals who want to start businesses. And we've been running that now for 3 years. We'd plan to end it this year. But the interest has been so high that we're going to continue to run that program. And so these individuals go through a 10-month program learning how to be better leaders so that they can not only start their business if they haven't started, but also learn how to grow their businesses and grow themselves in the businesses and contribute to the community. Community growth and community strengthening is really important to us because that's what keeps jobs alive. So we want to make sure that we do that. We're also growing our Good Tech Academy. And our Good Tech Academy, as I said, has a variety of IT courses that are certification courses, not just basic computer classes, basic Word and Excel. We do all of that as well. But we have certification courses because those are the courses that individuals need to get higher wage earning jobs. And these are things like what we call CompTIA A+ training all the way up to cybersecurity. So that's really, really important. And we offer these in person as well as some of the courses are offered online.
All righty. And you provided services to over 5,000 people in 2022. That's an increase of 800. Besides the fact that we have gotten past what I'll call the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's got a lot of things up and going again, there are some specific reasons that you feel that you have been able to provide services to that many people just within the past calendar year. And one of them is free tax prep. What better time of the year to be talking about tax preparation? And the landscape in Tyler and East Texas has changed as far as free tax preparation is concerned. So you've pretty much taken on the bulk of it or all of that in the community.
I think COVID was responsible for that, you know, partially, in that some of the other organizations that had been providing the free tax prep are no longer able to. And so we took on the lion's share of that. And my staff and our volunteers are working feverishly right now to prepare those taxes. And the taxes can be done by appointment or they can be dropped off and then picked up later. And all of our volunteers and our staff go through the IRS training. So they are very capable of doing taxes. Now, we're only doing basic taxes. We're not doing business taxes. We're not doing anything complicated.
Okay.
So, you know, just very basic, regular taxes for individuals.
All right. And that's important to note because people's financial situations change. They move into different categories as far as the kind of tax help that they need. So thank you for pointing that out. But at least you're doing it, and apparently nobody else is. And,
yes.
The Tyler in the immediate area at this point. There's another thing, re-entry at the Billy Moore facility in Overton. I don't know how many people are familiar with that. When you think of prisons in East Texas, you generally think of Tennessee Colony in Anderson County, although there are others, state jails, et cetera. But the Billy Moore facility is a prison in Overton, and you have a very interesting partnership with them right now.
Yes, we do. We just started this partnership. It is with our Goodwill, as well as the Goodwill of Central Texas, which is headquartered in Austin. Goodwill of Central Texas operates the Excel Center, which is an independent high school for adults. And we have partnered with them. They provide the high school diploma curriculum for the prisoners, and we go walk alongside them, and we provide some of those wraparound services so that when they get out, they have some resources already in hand.
And it's that whole idea of people paying their debt to society, needing that second chance, and you're one of the agencies that steps up to the plate and really provides that for them.
Exactly. You know, within our own local reentry program that we operate here in Tyler, we have a recidivism rate of about 82%. And so what that means is that 82% of the individuals do not return to prison. And the reason for that is because they have some skills, they have some training, they know how to interview. If you've been incarcerated for 25 years, just coming out and trying to use a cell phone can be challenging. Figuring out, how do I get my driver's license back? You know, I can't just go down to the DMV and knock on the window and they give it to me.
No.
So you need someone who is going to help you walk through that and be your accountability partner and somebody just to kind of talk with to figure out, what do I do? How do I do these various things and make sure that they have the resources they need so that they don't reoffend?
Okay, very good points. And I didn't realize that that 82% figure was out there for the for people to be aware of. So that's thank you for sharing that with us as well. We're talking to Kimberly Lewis, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Website is goodwilleasttexas.com, one of the easier websites to remember without my having to spell it out and make sure that it you do the numerals as opposed to the numbers written out. Just goodwilleasttexas.com. And 409 West Locust is the address. You serve 12 counties in East Texas, Smith, Gregg, and 11 other counties as well.
And the more actually 13 counties.
13. Okay.
13 counties.
All righty. Well, we just added one since we started the show. That's always a nice surprise.
Yes.
Let's see. And I had that down here. I'm sorry. A total of 13 counties, Smith, Gregg, and 11 other counties. Thank you very much. 903-593-8438 is the telephone, the main telephone number. We have another telephone number we'll give out in just a little while for some of the other services that you provide. I think we went over the IT apprenticeship training program a few minutes ago. I know you wanted to cover that, and I'm just checking my notes here. You're about helping people to become employable or find better jobs, and I don't know what you specifically want to add right now. You've already talked about some of the ways that you're doing that. Maybe let's go into some of the other areas that you cover.
Certainly. Many of the other jobs really are, you know, in terms of individuals perhaps getting a state job. We have what's called Good Temps, which is a temporary staffing agency. And we have a contract with the state of Texas, and we find individuals who have a disability for some of their higher wage paying jobs or any of their jobs. Many of them may be clerical jobs, for example, for the Department of Child Protective Services or Health and Human Services. We even hire attorneys for the Attorney General's office who have a disability. So this allows them to break into a state job, get state wages, and possibly acquire a permanent full-time job when that opportunity avails itself.
And that ties in with your industrial staffing. It's actually a category under the larger category of industrial staffing, which covers Good Temps and a few other ways of helping businesses get part-time help and helping the people that you serve become more skillful and better able to manage their lives.
Absolutely. Our industrial staffing falls under our contracts division. And in our contracts division, and we'll talk a good bit about that, We have sometimes businesses who will come in and they may want us to do a small assembly job for them, some type of pick and pack. Just recently, for example, we packaged hundreds of thousands of kids' toys for Brahms, the ice cream place, cream and burgers.
All right.
So we did all of their kids' toys packaging, and it was a huge job. So we do those kinds of jobs, but a company may say, well, we want you to do that, but we also have an opportunity to hire two or three people, four or five people to do some jobs that have to be done on site. We can help them to find those individuals as well. And it can be short term. It can be something that they may need someone to do for a month or for 2 months or longer. So, you know, that really helps those businesses who have just a short window of time that they need to get something done and they need a few hands to do it.
Very good. Kimberly Lewis, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, Goodwill Industries of East Texas, headquartered in Tyler, serving a total of 13 counties, going to get it right this time, Smith, Gregg, and 11 other counties besides those two. I think I got it right that time. And I want to bring a name in here. We've kind of hinted at this before. Todd Podizak. He is your sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, if you are interested in things like good temps, industrial staffing, and some other things that we'll talk about as well, things of that nature, the person to contact is Todd Podizak, and his number is 903-593-2481. The main number is 903-593-8438, but to talk to Todd about some of these other services, 903-593-2481. And on that note, perhaps we should talk a little bit more about your commercial services division. I think we've covered that pretty well already, but maybe if we go into a little bit more detail about exactly what happens within that commercial services division and the variety of different services you offer in that area.
Mm-hmm. We offer a good bit of services. So it goes from light manufacturing to pick and pack operations and even storage for companies that are really all over the country, not just here in East Texas. And the reason they like East Texas is because we're centralized. So if they have a shipping operation, we can ship fairly quickly and efficiently for them. So one of the names that people might remember or know is Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
From Hollywood.
Okay.
And they own a company called Hello Bello. And it's a baby products company. We do a lot of the packaging for their baby products company. We also have contracts locally here with Trane, the air conditioner company. And we do some small assembly work for some of their shipping products that have to be done. And anything from tar tape that we've been doing forever that stabilizes the unit when it's being shipped somewhere, all the way up to what we call them Darth Vader helmets, because that's what they look like. but they hold some of the units in place with a cushion around them so that they're not damaged when they're shipping them around.
All right. And that all comes under the Commercial Services Division. And again, the contact for that, Todd Podizak, 903-593-2481. You've talked about your being a manufacturing facility, and you mentioned briefly the materials that you manufacture for Trane. You also do highway delineators, I believe.
Yes, highway delineators for the Transportation Department for the state of Texas. And highway delineators are those reflective poles.
Uh-huh.
They're usually gold and black or silver and black, and they're in the HOV lanes. And so anytime those need to be repaired or replaced, they contract with us. So we have the contract for the entire state.
And HOV lanes, for those of you who don't get up to Dallas or that area very often, high occupancy vehicle lanes, if you're going up like I-35 or
right,
one of the freeways in Dallas, Dallas North Tollway, you'll see those high occupancy vehicle mm-hmm. lanes, just in the way of explanation mm-hmm. for folks who
yeah.
pretty much hang around East Texas and consider Toll 49 the state of the art, which I guess it pretty much
yeah.
is for this area anyway, but that's very interesting information there. Another thing that you do, and there are so many things, I guess really to kind of, and we have a good bit of time left in the show, but as we sit here and talk and people are listening, people might have any number of different reasons for calling you, people who need that second chance, organizations that work with people who need those second chances, people who want to drop things off for you to sell in your store or for you to repurpose, as you often do. There are certain types of items that you take in your stores, or certain items that you don't take, certain types of bulky items. And if you're not, if you have something that, and you think you may want to drop it off at Goodwill or arrange for pickup, you might want to just call that main number, 903-593-8438. And people think of the Superstore on the Southwest Loop. That's your big one. You also have a store in your office downtown on Locust Street.
Right.
And personally, I have been dropping off things at Goodwill or helping my mom drop them off at Goodwill since I was a little boy. And I might go to either one of those, depending on what part of town I have to be in.
And throughout East Texas, we have East Texas, 13 additional stores, so 15 stores altogether. But one of the things that I really like to do when we conduct our tours, I love to show people the means and the mission. And so the means are the stores. Without the donations that our generous donors bring us every single day, we wouldn't have a mission. That provides the power, that provides the income, the revenue, the money, whatever you want to call it, so that we can provide all of these classes and programs and training for individuals. And then when you look at our mission, we've talked a good bit about that. But I want to go back a little bit to our contracts division. When you walk into our contracts division, the cool thing about that is the majority of people who are in that warehouse, and we're expanding that warehouse. We're undertaking a $2 million expansion right now. So we're expanding that warehouse. The majority of people who work there have a cognitive or a physical disability. And many of them have been with us for over 20 years. So these are individuals who are working. They have meaningful employment. They come to work. They punch the time clock every single day. They're paid minimum wage or better. And they're doing something that is building up our community and helping our businesses as well as helping themselves. And we also provide a teacher in that facility. So they're learning when they're not in the manufacturing line or they're not doing a pick and pack operation. They're in the classroom learning about personal finances. They may be learning digital skills and learning how to use a computer themselves. They may be learning about personal hygiene or learning about how to work with other individuals. So there are a variety of things, all the things that we sometimes take for granted. We have an instructor that teaches them, and they're working and learning alongside as well. So all of that goes into what's good about Goodwill.
Very good. And no pun intended, but I'm glad I said it anyway. Kimberly Lewis, Goodwill Industries of East Texas, CEO, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. The website is goodwilleasttexas.com. Phone number, main phone number is 593-8438. And we've touched on the career training. Matter of fact, we just did, but there are so many things that you do in the way of career training. So if we could maybe talk about that for a minute. I know we've covered the Good Tech Academy, but if you go to the website or call yet another number, 903-581-5422, you can learn more about that. There are a number of different services. You do career assessments. I think we talked about Youth Works a little bit earlier. We talked about free tax prep. I believe we at least touched on, and if we didn't, we'll touch on it now, GED and literacy. And you do that in partnership with who else but the good old Literacy Council of East Texas. Yes. So many partnerships, so much important work that you do. I don't know if we talked about Good Assist. That's another one that's very important and maybe a little bit different from what we've talked about thus far.
Absolutely. Our Good Assist program is located in many of our stores, in about six of our stores now. Anybody, you don't have to have a disability, you don't have to be referred. Anyone who needs any type of assistance, whether it is completing a job application, looking for a job, updating your resume, securing food stamps, TANF benefits, any type of child care voucher, housing voucher, anything that is offered as a local benefit, a state benefit, or a federal benefit, we can help you to apply for those, even FAFSA applications.
All righty then. It sounds like you actually go a little bit beyond your basic mission. You're basically about providing skills training and vocational opportunities for people with barriers to employment. Plus, I think that I might just go ahead and throw that in on my own. And you seem to agree with
that. Yeah. And let me tell you why that plus is important. It's important because life comes to work. And we realize that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be an effective and efficient employee or even get a job if you have all of these other issues that you're worried about. And so we want you to be a whole person. We want you to be a happy person so that you can get out there, find a job, work, and you know, provide for your family and yourself.
And Kim Lewis is our guest this morning on In Focus, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. I'm John Sims. Another thing that I want to bring up now with a few minutes left in the show is paper shredding. Home paper shredders, business paper shredders are so common now. I have one. I know the Better Business Bureau is real strong and real diligent about paper shredding, but Goodwill has kind of carved out its own niche as far as shredding is concerned. Let's talk about some of the services you offer in that regard.
Yes, that also falls under our contracts division. So if you need some help with that, Todd can help with that as well. So we do not only paper shredding and cardboard salvaging, if you will, for individuals, but we do it for businesses as well. So a lot of businesses, so doctor's offices, attorney's offices, tax offices, you know, any type of financial services. Once their materials have timed out, they are no longer need to keep those files on hand. They need a secure way to destroy those documents. And we can do that and provide them a certificate of destruction, which is serves as proof that these documents have been destroyed securely and in an environment that is safe.
All righty. And it's probably important to note here, there is a charge for this, but it looks very reasonable. Mm-hmm. 25 cents per pound. What can you get for 25 cents anymore?
Nothing.
Nothing. And again, that's another area where you want to contact Todd Podizak, your sales rep, for more information. And again, his number is 903-593-2481. We've talked about what people can do to support Goodwill. Let's talk about that a little bit more as we kind of wind down the show here. You can donate online. There is the ever-present in this internet age donate button, and you can donate online financially. You can drop a check in the mail. You can also, as we mentioned earlier, drop products off at Goodwill to be sold in the stores or possibly repurposed. And you can shop Goodwill. And let's talk about some of the benefits of shopping Goodwill, whether it's either at the downtown Tyler store, the one on the Southwest Loop, or one of the other stores you have around East Texas.
You know, shopping at Goodwill is the cool thing to do these days. Vintage clothing, vintage tees, all of those are all the rage now. You know, and we also saw during the pandemic that the supply chain issues were hurting traditional retail stores, but we still had our stores stocked full of wonderful items. And so people continue to shop at Goodwill, whether it's clothing or for furniture. We also sell brand new mattresses. They're not refurbished. They're brand new mattresses and box springs. We sell all kinds of household goods, art. We have computers. Every single store have what we call a computer works department. So the computers that are donated, we erase all of the hard drive of those computers, reload them with Word and Excel and all of those kinds of things with a Word package, and we clean them up and we sell them in our computer works department. So that's just usually in the back of the store in all of the 15 Goodwill stores.
Amazing. Just so many different things that Goodwill Industries of East Texas does on a day-in, day-out basis. And Kimberly Lewis of Goodwill, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas, thank you very much for coming and visiting with us this morning. I'm going to wrap things up right now. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We have been talking to Kimberly Lewis, CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. Want more information? And there is so much more to be had because we only had, as always, a half an hour today. GoodwillEastTexas.com is the website. The main outpost, if you will, 409 West Locust in downtown Tyler. The main telephone number to call if you want more information about anything is 903-593-8438. But Kim, I'm just so glad with everything that you have going on. Of course, you have a wonderful support staff, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons you were able to sneak away for a half an hour and visit with us this morning.
Yes.
But thanks for doing that. We really appreciate what you do and appreciate your keeping us up to date on Goodwill.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. Kimberly Lewis, Goodwill Industries of East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. Thanks again, Kim, for coming in. I'm John Sims, and as always, another opportunity to get some great information out there today, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.